This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, October 26, 2023. We begin Dalet Amud Beis 4b, the first section. It's the black text at the end of yesterday. We had this whole list of things that you owe, and we ended with the Korban Pesach. We add a few more to the list this morning, Leket, Shechecha, and Peah. Right, that is the gifts that you have to leave to the poor, either as you're going along cutting, you forget, or as you're bringing them in, you forget, or pay is the corner of the field that you have to leave for the poor people. Kevron she'avur alav shlosha regalim over bival ta'acher. Right, so the Tanakama's position is for any of these things that you owe, once you pass three regalim, right, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, three regalim, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon, as we saw yesterday, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha regalim kisidran, v'chag ha-matzos t'chila. Rabbi Shimon says, if he agrees it has to be three, but it's got to be in order, and it's got to start with Pesach. Now we actually add, so those were two opinions we saw yesterday. Now we get two more. Rav Meir says, "Kevan she'aver alein regel achas over bival ta'acher." You pass one regel, either Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos, bam, bival ta'acher. You're in violation. Don't delay. Rav Blazer ben Yaakov says, "Kevan she'aver alav shnei regalim over bival ta'acher." Right, once you pass two regalim, you're in violation of don't delay. Actually, it was, I guess, three more positions, not two, my bad. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Kevan she'aver alein chag ha-sukkos, over alein b'val ta'acher. It's all actually only about sukkos. Right, so it could be three, it could be two, it could be one, but the crucial yom tov for don't delay on these vows or items owed is sukkos. Okay, so now we're going to go through and try and figure out the reason for all these different positions. So my time at the Tanakhama. What's the reason of the Tanakhama? Let's remind ourselves the Tanakhama's position is three regalim, right? But it doesn't matter, right, which one you start with. So it could be Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, it could be Shavuos Sukkot Pesach, it could be Sukkot Pesach Shavuos. It doesn't make a difference. So Michtei Minayu Salik. Right, we just finished talking about the three regalim. Lamali the Mahadar Michtav. Right, why does the Torah then go back and say, repeat Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos? Right, we just had that. Why repeat the list of the Yom Tovim? Shema Mina Lebal Ta'acher. So it must be that it's these three regalim for Baal Ta'acher. What about Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Shimon, he agrees it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, but he doesn't agree that it could be Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, or Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos. Right? Why does he say it has to be in order with Pesach first? So here it's actually slightly different than what we saw before. With this, we'll conclude our learning for today. Shimon Omer Eino Tzarech Lomar B'Chag HaSukkos. Meaning in the previous section, talking about Pesach, talking about Shavuos, talking about Sukkos. So you don't have to, you have to repeat Pesach and Shavuos because you have a break in between. But you don't have to repeat Sukkos because Shavuot Divar Kasa, the Torah was just talking about Sukkos. Lama Nemar, why is Sukkos repeated? Lomar Shezeh Acharon, to teach you that this is the last. That Sukkos has to be the last. That's why the Torah repeats Chag HaSukkot. Right, so here the emphasis actually is on Sukkos being last, not on Pesach being first. But again, that distinction certainly beyond the scope of our podcast. That does conclude our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.